Well, my precious family, the Lord is talking about the rapture again tonight and about world events coming to a head. And today I had a foolish moment. I was going to buy some Christmas lights and I realized the Lord didn't want that and I put them back down. I just have to make do with the ones that have gone out from all these years. Or not at all, because our mind shouldn't be focused on decorations right now. He already told us that. This is a time for us to really, really, really get ready. So when I came into prayer, he danced with me for the longest time, and I had a beautiful, deep midnight blue, intense blue, but very dark gown with stars on it. It was just beautiful, and we danced and danced and danced. And I never was out of breath. That's a new one. Anyway, he took me aside and sat me down on a bench, and I knew immediately he wanted to speak with me, so I turned the music off, the worship music off, and he said, "I'm so happy with you for putting those Christmas lights back. My love, you are nearing the finish line. Stay on the straight and narrow. Time is winding down, and events are winding up. The enemy is closing in on the nation of Israel. You remember what I told you about the turnkey event, the destruction of the Dome of the Rock? Yes, Lord, I do. When you see that, drop to your knees. That will be the beginning of trials such as this nation has never seen or dreamt of. Even those planning the events will be shocked at the repercussions. Do not be afraid, Claire. I tell you ahead of time, do not be afraid. Drop to your knees. Give thanks, for your redemption draweth nigh. It will be a time of unsurpassed wailing and travail. Nations will crumble before your very eyes, and all eyes will be on Jerusalem. There will be no more time left for preparations. No time at all. Only prayer. Do you understand? Do not go out. Do not leave your houses. Drop to your knees and pray. The Divine Mercy Chaplet is second only to prayer in my spirit. The last drops of mercy will fall from the goblet of hope. The very last drops. Those who have turned to me will be saved, some as going through the fire. But you and your family, your true family, the precious brides I have drawn under your umbrella, you will all be taken care of. Fear is useless. Only prayer. Trust. Jesus, I trust in you over and over and over again. I will take care of the children of your womb. They will turn to me one by one, acknowledging and repenting of their sins. Lord, can I have an iPad in heaven?" What a blonde question, huh? Oh, my love, you are going to have so many forms of communication. It will boggle your mind. Once you think of a thing, it will be done for you. Jesus, I wish I could see the ark. And not only will you see it, but you will walk through it, back in the time of Noah, and enter into the experience. Oh, Lord, that'd be too scary. But with your grace, Claire. Yes, Lord. There's no fear in heaven. But won't I be back on earth with them? You will feel so much peace and wonder that no fear, even if fear could exist in heaven, no fear will enter in, only wonder. Oh, Jesus, I can't wait. I really want to do that. I really do. I just as an aside, I've been watching this documentary on Noah's Ark, and oh, the evidence is absolutely staggering for the Ark. Many eyewitnesses, many people have seen it. And every single supposedly scientific objection that it couldn't have existed or carried all those animals or survived in that sea with the fountains of the deep being opened, every single one is scientifically explored, and every single one is proven that it was possible for the ark to survive, to carry that many animals and food for that amount of time. It's absolutely a stunning documentary. I'll leave the link on this for you. The title of that YouTube, by the way, is Noah's Ark and the Biblical Flood. In parentheses, 2005, full movie. And it's put up by 2028 Space End in caps, END. Just amazing. Really, really well done. Anyway, I've been so interested in the ark lately, I just can't get it out of my mind. It's just really been gnawing at my insides. I want to know as much as I can about it. And this documentary was pretty fascinating, but it kind of whetted my appetite. The Lord continued, and he said, time travel, or should I call it more immersion in the timeline, is not just a spectator sport. Rather, it is a live event where you are present with me. I would not leave you alone for one moment, partly because I will derive endless amounts of pleasure and joy from your reactions. And the other part, Lord, to remind you that you are in heaven so you don't react in fear. I thought so, but you thought right. I still want to go there. Oh, Jesus, it's so exciting. Why am I so intrigued and drawn to the ark now? Because soon the ark will come to get you. Not the literal ark, but the mini ark. And because, as in the days of Noah, oh, Claire, you know the answers to all these questions, but this is not just idle curiosity. I am whetting your appetite for the things you will long to see in heaven. Start dreaming. I really want to snuggle with my kitties, all of them, especially my tiger, Simba. And they eagerly await your arrival. All of heaven is eagerly awaiting you. There is so much more significance to the homecoming of my bride than anyone understands. This is the beginning of an epic. This is the beginning of an epoch. It is a transition into the millennium. And shortly after that, the epic of eternity begins, where all things are reconciled to me forever. I answered him, and I said, well, if that film was correct, and Adam's body was removed from the ark in an alabaster sarcophagus, it grieves me deeply that such wonderful relics have been stolen by the government and suppressed. I'm deeply grieved by that. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? He said, I think so. Well, that's correct. The relics of earth will be translated into heaven, accompanied by great hosts of angels. Nothing, not one particle will be missing. Besides, Adam will be resurrected. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Duh. How could I miss that? My love, your mind is just a little earthbound right now. But soon we will cut the cords to earth, and your mind will be stunningly transformed and glorified. Oh, I can't wait. No more temptation from my little bride. You'll be so immersed in glory and worship. Oh, I'm so happy for you. You are coming home. Stop doubting. Stop grieving my heart. Steady as she goes, and soon you'll be home, Claire. Soon. Isn't that wonderful? I better not say it's too good to believe. No, you better not. Do you trust me? I do. Well, then relax. Do what you can while you are here. Drop to your knees when the dome of the rock is destroyed. Do you have any presents for me? Lord, I'm sorry I've been pretty stingy. Well, make it up to me. I'm longing for those little marks of affection. When you do violence to your taste buds as well as your desire nature, more and more, please, Claire, I will give you the grace. Can you just try? Yes, Lord, I will try. Can I have the grace to be willing to try? You can. Make ministry your number one priority and let the rest fall by the wayside. And to you, my brides, I say the same. Let your witness be as little wedding gifts to me. Soon the scorn and contempt you've endured because of your faith will turn to rejoicing. Soon, very soon, though you've been scorned as Noah and his family were scorned the entire time they were building the ark, you will be vindicated. Back then I shut the door and opened the fountains of the deep, and the screams of all those who held them in derision resounded through the walls, only to fade away into the distance as water began to engulf them. Yes, Noah and his wife were grieved deeply, but soon I gave them the peace that passes all understanding, that they had done all that was humanly possible to save the others. It was not my will to bring them into the ark because their lives had become seriously contaminated with sin and the Nephilim. Let me say this much. In that hour, much mercy was given. It is beyond the understanding of men. My nature, it is incomprehensibly sensitive and fair. The problem with your culture is that your consciences are distorted. May I say, as bad as they are now, they still have not matched the depravity of the Nephilim men and women. Not yet, although that is coming. Please forgive my kitty snoring in the background, guys. Judah is snoring. He continued, "There is no fear of God, not true fear, but there will be. And I'm not talking about threats or brutalizing people. I'm talking about the kind of fear that lies profoundly beneath the love of God. This fear must be established. The understanding that I am not a man that approves or winks at sin. The understanding between my idea of righteousness and man's idea. That young man was given a great grace. His name is Nathan, I don't know how you pronounce it, the 15-year-old Jewish boy who was taken to paradise and hell. Boy, if you want an understanding of how the Jews were given the law and how it relates to God, that's an amazing, amazing interview to listen to. And I'll leave the link for you on this. That young man was given a great grace that my people may be prepared for my coming. Claire, when you study what he was taught, you will begin to understand righteousness and see how depraved mankind is. I had to die on the cross to pay for your sins. I had to. It was impossible for you to pay your own debt. Impossible. But now, my love, I know your heart, and I so desire you to be with me. I would die all over again just to have you by my side for eternity. My brides, that applies to each of you. That is why I weep and intercede before the Father when you sin, even the littlest sin, and what hurts the most is willful disobedience. Oh, trust me, my brides, I ask only what is best for you. Will you trust me? Come now, we have work to do. Souls are waiting and crying out to me for deliverance. Be my ambassadors of truth and love. Answer their call. I am with you in this endeavor. Simply, help where you can. Don't fret over what to do. Just help when you see the need. Rest in that. I will quicken your heart to act. I'm coming. And I'm coming soon. Rest in that too.